This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Indian and Chinese migration in the U.S. leads Mexicans in a majority of states based on 2014 figures. 2016, the number of people without health insurance in the U.S. was an all-time low of 8.6% due to the impact of Obamacare. 36.2% are in public plans and 63.8% are in private insurance plans. Climate change has increased the likelihood of torrential downpours along the Gulf Coast, like those that led to deadly floods in southern Louisiana last month. Using historical records of rainfall and computer models that simulate climate, the researchers, including several from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, found that global warming increased the chances of such intense rains in the region by at least 40%. Of the estimated 20,300 attacks on sexual assault in 2014 recorded by the Pentagon, roughly 10,600 of the victims were men, though women faced a higher rate of assault given their lower overall numbers in the armed forces. On the most recent National Assessment of Educational Progress, 46% of white fourth graders across the country read at or above proficient, compared with just 18% of their black peers. 51% of white fourth graders were at or above proficient in math, compared with 19% of black fourth graders. Wells Fargo employees opened roughly 1.5 million bank accounts and applied for 565,000 credit cards that may not have been authorized by customers. The bank has 40 million retail customers. The bank has fired at least 5,300 employees who were involved. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has now fined Wells Fargo $100 million for allowing the perpetration of this fraud. With the season upon us, NFL players and their union are saying Commissioner Goodell's application of disciplinary policy and his unwillingness to appoint an independent arbitrator to hear appeals has corroded the fragile trust between him and the players, who see him as judge and jury. Responding to criticism, Airbnb is releasing new anti-discrimination policies by November 1st, developed in part by former Attorney General Eric Holder. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.